It is time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be back once again.
All right, here we go with the details, folks. Yesterday, Red Sox wrapped up a series, so tell us what's the latest news with this team, Andy?
Well, yesterday in Baltimore, Sox dropped a 6-2 decision to the Orioles, wrapping up a six-game road trip. Tanner Houck suffered his first loss of the year, allowing four runs over five innings. Masataka Yoshida did hit his fourth home run in the loss. Sox have today off. They begin a seven-game homestand at Fenway tomorrow night against old friend Terry Francona and the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, they win some, they lose some. That's the way it's been lately. So, Andy, take us back for the last week. What has this team done, and we'll get some highlights from you.
Well, they've kind of been up and down, as you mentioned, back on Wednesday of last week. The Twins beat the Red Sox 10-4. Corey Kluber dropped to 0-4 after this game, allowing seven runs over five innings. But then on Thursday, the Sox came back to roll over the Twins 11-5. Tanner Houck picked up his third win of the season, allowed three runs over seven innings. Jaron Duran drove in three runs in this ball game, and Alex Verdugo led off the bottom of the first with a home run. On Friday, the Sox headed over to Milwaukee. They beat the Brewers 5-3. Alex Verdugo, a two-run homer. Nick Pivetta won his first game of the season. On Saturday, the Brewers came back to beat the Red Sox 5-4. Rafael Devers, home run number 8. Garrett Whitlock was roughed up, five runs and four innings, taking the loss. But on Sunday, the bats were back out for the Red Sox, a 12-5 win over the Brew Crew. Masataka Yoshida, two home runs in the eighth inning, including a grand slam. He ended the game with six RBI. Yoshida became the first Japanese player in MLB history to hit two home runs in an inning. On Monday, the Red Sox shifted over to Baltimore, lost the Orioles 5-4. Chris Sale, tough one in this one. He had five runs in five innings, and for the first time in his career, he did not strike anyone out. He only had two swinging strikes in 83 pitches. After being taken out of the game, Sale beat up the water cooler in the dugout. Rafael Devers, home run number 9. On Tuesday, the Sox beat the Orioles 8-6. Corey Kluber picked up his first win in a Red Sox uniform, giving up one run in six innings. Jaron Duran hitting his first career grand slam.
There you go. There's the first water cooler of the season, huh? Man.
What is next? There were TVs in the past. He's cut up uniforms when he pitched for Chicago. Who knows what Sale's going to be up to next?
All right. Very good. Okay. Well, what other player notes do you have for us, Andy, from the team this week?
Well, pitcher Brian Bello was sent back to Worcester after two starts, allowing eight runs and 13 hits and seven in the third innings. Infielder Yu Chang broke the hammock bone in his hand. He's placed on the injured list, and the Sox recalled infielder Emmanuel Valdez from Worcester.
All right, Andy, it looks like we are. You're going to continue to update us on my request from several weeks ago on where are they now and what are they doing, former Red Sox players. So what do you have for us this week?
Yes, we continue this segment with Xander Bogaerts on the Padres, batting 326 with five home runs, 12 RBIs. Mookie Betts, the Dodgers, hitting 241, which is low for him, three home runs, 10 RBIs. J.D. Martinez, currently suffering back issues, is batting 250, four home runs, 15 RBI. Christian Vasquez of the Twins, 259, no home runs, four runs batted in. Franchi Cordero of the Yankees has really dropped off. Average-wise, he's down to 160. Still has the four home runs and 11 RBI. On the pitching side, Nathan Eovaldi, the Rangers, 2-2, 5.20 ERA. Michael Walker of the Padres, 2-1 with a 6.75 ERA. And Matt Barnes of the Marlins out of the bullpen is 1-0 with a 1.93 ERA.
So if you were to look at those names and stats that you just read to us, Andy, anything surprising? It seems pretty typical to me.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. I mean, other than Betts' average is on the low side at 241, Xander Bogaerts doing what you'd expect. You know, J.D. Martinez, 250 batting average, a little low for him, but we're not surprised with the back situation. On the pitching side, a little surprised at the ERAs for Eovaldi and Walker being on that high side, but you know, out of that group of people that I just mentioned, I guess who you miss the most would obviously be Bogaerts and Betts.
Yeah, well, it's just April. It's not May yet, but it's getting close to May. So there's still plenty of time. Well, Andy, you mentioned the Sox are off today. So I'm guessing there's absolutely no way for any Red Sox fans to watch Red Sox action on NESN today. Am I right on that?
On NESN, yes, but on NESN Plus, Bill, you know what you can watch? Red Sox on this day.
Oh.
It's a game from April 27th of 2007. First pitch at 1 o'clock. Kevin Youkilis, Leo Lugo hit home runs, leading the Red Sox to an 11-4 win over the Yankees in the Bronx. But if you are starved for more baseball action on NESN today, later on today, actually tonight, you can watch the Woo Sox on NESN Live.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, so now let's get to the Major League Baseball notes where you fill us in on all the things that we missed during the week today, this past week. So what's the latest from Major League Baseball?
Well, the big news is the A's They're purchasing land near the Las Vegas Strip. The team has reached a binding agreement to buy a 49-acre site. They will be building a new ballpark. A's president Dave Cavill says they'll build a 35,000-seat stadium, include a retractable roof. He also added the team hopes to break ground on the $1.5 billion project by next year, hoping to move into Sin City by 2027. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says the league supports the A's move to Las Vegas. The A's lease at the Oakland Coliseum expires after the 2024 season. And an interesting little story before this announcement came out. The Mets had to vacate the visitors' broadcast booth in Oakland last week because there was a possum hanging from the ceiling. So I think the Oakland Coliseum has seen its better days. Obviously, their lease running out after 2024. So if the new stadium's not going to be ready by 2027, there's talk that the A's will play in their AAA franchise's ballpark in Las Vegas until the new park is ready.
You know, Andy, I had a very similar situation to that press box incident in Beverly at Hurd Stadium many years ago with squirrels, but I survived.
Yeah. And you live to tell about it.
Yeah, there you go. Those squirrels do not have a home up there anymore. That structure is no longer there. But anyways, what else do you have? You have other Met news. And I went by City Park this past week, so got a chance to see it. Not a game, but I went by it.
Well, that's always good to take trips by passerby or other ballparks to get a nice look. But Major League Baseball has suspended Mets pitcher Max Scherzer 10 games. He was found with a foreign substance on his pitching hand during a game. Scherzer was ejected from last Wednesday's game and went over the Dodgers in the fourth inning. He claimed he was only using rosin. He'll begin the suspension immediately. Scherzer was inspected three times by umpire Phil Cuzzi, who found that even after the pitcher washed his hands, his glove hands remained noticeably sticky.
Well, I had some kids like that too, Andy, years ago. But yeah, and you know the other thing too, Andy. I mean, with this pitch clock, you know, pitchers are having trouble putting a foreign substance on their hands. You know, it's just tough.
Yeah, it's tough. You don't have as much time to
doc. How am I going to doctor up the ball? Really?
Exactly.
All right, Andy. I interrupted. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No problem. Monday night in Anaheim, A's Brent Rooker and Jesus Aguilar hit back-to-back home runs in the first and third innings against the Angels. That's something seriously you don't see very often. Pirates outfielder Brian Reynolds signed an extension with the club, 8 years, $106 million. And White Sox pitcher celebrating a victory against cancer, Liam Hendricks, posted on social media last week, "Remission, it's official, I'm cancer-free." The closer completed his final round of chemotherapy earlier this month. He began treatment for non-Hodgkin lymphoma back in January. Team says there's still no timetable for his return. The 34-year-old had a 2.81 ERA with 37 saves last year, and he was named to the All-Star game for the third time in his career.
You know, Andy, what we should look up for next week, you mentioned the home runs, you know, back-to-back home runs in two different innings by the same teammates. But earlier, the two home runs in one inning, I don't remember that happening too often, but we should get some updates on that. Maybe I can work on that too. But players with two home runs in one in the same inning, I just don't really remember that, you know.
It doesn't happen often. One I remember off the top of my head, Fernando Tatis of the St. Louis Cardinals, of course the father of Fernando Tatis Jr., currently of the Padres. He had two grand slams in the same inning back in the 90s, so that was quite a feat. Never mind just two home runs in the same inning.
Well, I mean, slams. Yeah, that's a career. If you can do that, that's fantastic.
Some players, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think we should pay more attention to that that little nugget, if you will. That's a special thing. It's pretty unique. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's more unique than a cycle, so to speak, right? Going for the cycle.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. I mean, which is harder to do. They say, obviously, a cycle is more rare than a no-hitter, so we have to put the two home runs in an inning up against the cycle and figure that one out.
I guess Jay gave Jordan's Furniture their next promotion for next summer. When a Red Sox player hits two home runs in the same inning, boom, your furniture is free.
I think you should be making a phone call after our call right here. Yeah. And get it on that.
Hello, Elliot. I'm here. Okay. All right, Andy, anything else you want to share with us here, either on the Reds? What are we looking at this weekend, by the way, with the Guardians in town? What's at stake here early on here?
Well, just to see if the Red Sox can get over 500 and try to build on their season so far. I mean, like you said, they've been up and down. Coming home is always a good thing, so we'll see if the Red Sox can expand on that and put a little run together. But, Terry Francona is always playing the Red Sox tough, so we'll have to see how things play out. you know, over the weekend at Fenway. Some rain will be in the forecast, so we'll have to see if that gets into the issue, but should be interesting, as always.
That's right. There is some rain this weekend. All right, in the forecast. All right, Andy, always good talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO, newsports.com.